Dr. Pinsky dictating a state orthopedic exam on September 22nd regarding 2TU, Duck DUC, Lou LUU. There were limited medical records provided, confined to a report from Dr. Greenleaf dated 5/11/22. Period, he listed numerous diagnostic assessments, including lumbar stenosis without neurogenic claudication, comma, exacerbation of osteoarthritis, comma, primary osteoarthritis of the right hip, comma, exacerbation of osteoarthritis, comma, lumbar degenerative disc disease, comma, lumbar facet arthropathy, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, herniated intervertebral disc of the lumbar spine, comma, displacement of lumbar intervertebral disc with myelopathy, comma, degenerative lumbar spinal stenosis, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, low back pain, comma, sacralgia, S-A-C-R-A-L-G-I-A, comma, myofascial pain syndrome, comma, hip pain, comma, right hip arthritis, comma, and low back pain with radiation, period. He was on numerous medications, including Advil, comma, gabapentin, naproxen, comma, Livalo, L-I-V-A-L-O, comma, allopurinol, comma, amlodipine, comma, Lyrica, comma, and Metrol, period. Dr. Greenleaf wrote the claimant had already undergone an epidural steroid injection by Dr. Evering, E-V-E-R-I-N-G, on 3/1/22 with only a few days of relief. Period. He sees a chiropractor every month. Period. He had been seeing doctors at Rothman who suggested hip replacement. Period. X-rays were done in the office to be inserted as marked. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of the right ring and left long finger PIP joints, but there was no atrophy or effusions. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 3+ at the biceps, triceps, and brachioradialis bilaterally. Period. Many muscle testing was 3+ for right hand grasp, comma, breakaway for right pinch grip, comma, 4+ and non-reproducible for resisted shoulder abduction, comma, and 5- for right elbow flexion resisted. Pair strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Extremities lower. There was guarded range of motion by the right hip in both internal and external rotation while supine. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 3+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. There was diminished soft touch sensation on the medial calf, but there was intact pinprick testing. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-, persisted right quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right using a walker. Period. He was unable to stand or walk on his heels. Period. He was able to stand on his toes with support. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 60 degrees with support. Period. Active range of motion was 45 degrees of flexion and 5 degrees of extension. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. There was palpable spasm of the paravertebral musculature bilaterally, but no tenderness. Period. Supine straight leg raise the maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, it elicited only groin tenderness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Next section, findings and conclusions. Duck Lou is a 59-year-old male who reportedly experienced widespread orthopedic symptoms beginning in 2020. Period, this first involved his right thigh and then his low back. Period, he had an extensive diagnostic workup leading to those given by Dr. Greenleaf. Period. He has had medication and injections and is considering surgery at University of Pennsylvania on his low back. Period. Next section, pertinent findings. He is on several different medications for pain and also takes allopurinol for gouty arthritis. Period. He does have issues with bowel and bladder incontinence 5 to 6 times per day. Period. He keeps a commode nearby but does not wear any Depends. Period. He does wear a brace on his back and right elbow. Period. He lives with his spouse. Period. He is able to dress and shower himself, but not able to drive. Period. New paragraph. Prognosis and functional status. His prognosis is guarded. Pretty has had his symptoms substantiated by objective diagnostic testing and clinical examinations for at least 2 years now. Period. He has been recalcitrant to conservative care and is hesitant about pursuing surgical intervention. Period. At this juncture, he is limited to essentially sedentary activities. Period. And